With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Bracing for Hurricane Milton, it is expected to come ashore tonight, possibly as a Category 3 hurricane. And Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says the state has several assets in place.
156 bridge inspectors, 328 cut-and-toss personnel, and over 1,500 pieces of heavy equipment. Florida National Guard, Florida State Guard, Florida Fish and Wildlife, and the Florida Highway Patrol have activated additional personnel.
Roger Shulman, news director for Salem Media in Tampa, says the vast majority of Tampa area residents have already pulled out.
About 500,000 people have evacuated, and it's being taken very seriously here. I've talked to a few people who've decided to stay in their homes in evacuation zones, and I pray for them because, as the Tampa mayor said, they're going to die.
And the danger is very real. The storm surge could be in excess of 15 feet. Meanwhile, Hurricane Milton already messing with the routines and schedules of some pro sports teams.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are relocating to the New Orleans area to prepare for Sunday's game against the Saints. The Bucs plan to spend the rest of the week out of state instead of practicing as usual at the team's training facility in Tampa. The NHL's Tampa Bay Lightning canceled Monday night's scheduled preseason finale against the Nashville Predators. Rich Thomason reporting.
The Nobel Prize in Chemistry has been awarded to David Baker, Demis Hassabis, and John Jumper. That's for their breakthrough work, predicting and designing the structure of proteins, the very building blocks of life. The prize carries a cash reward of 11 million Swedish kronor from a bequest left by the award's creator, Swedish inventor Alfred Nobel. On Wall Street, it's been a winning session so far with all the major indexes in the black right now. I should say the Dow Jones Industrial Average up by 120. This is SRN News. Here's some advice for sharing your faith with atheists.
The Barter Group has been asking people who don't believe in God what they want most from any Christian seeking to talk to them about faith. Number one is a desire that the Christian be willing to listen to the atheist without judgment. Non-believers also want to feel they're valued and loved no matter what their faith condition, suggesting that the key to reaching atheists with the gospel is a gentle approach that focuses on personal relationship first. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new report on Eritrea by International Christian Concern calls it the North Korea of Africa for its persecution of Christian believers. The ICC study finds that Baptists and Pentecostals experience the harshest treatment, and they are subject to arrest and forced to both indefinite and brutal military conscription of or labor. There is no due process for those who've been detained. This is SRN News. Qantas Airways has drawn up a stir after broadcasting an R-rated movie across an entire flight.
And the Australian carrier now is apologizing to customers. According to Qantas, there were technical issues with the in-flight entertainment for a trip from Sydney to Haneda last week, making individual movie selection unavailable.
That is Keith Peters reporting. Pepsi has lowered its organic revenue forecast for the year after U.S. consumers continued to pull back on their spending on their products.
The company says it now expects its organic revenue, which is adjusted for foreign currency exchanges and the impact of product acquisitions or divestments, to see a low single-digit increase for the year. It hadn't expected an increase of 4%. Pepsi said its revenue was flat in the third quarter at $23.3 billion.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. You'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com.